Thank you. and say, praise the Lord.
Everybody this morning? I can't hear you. Are you live? You're blessed. Just run through briefly the week, what we've got planned. We'll be back here this evening for our Sunday night service, which is at 7 o'clock. Wednesday night meeting is at 8 o'clock. Friday, we have Watering Word Seed at Sister Billy Coon's house. That meets at 11 o'clock. It's a wonderful, wonderful Bible study. I encourage you, if you're not working, to make that. You can see any one of us or go to the website to get directions on how to get there. Friday night is Holy Ghost night, 8 o'clock. We have a few events that are coming up. A reminder to the parents, this coming Saturday, the 27th, the kids are going to the zoo. I've got some flyers on that I'll give you. And I also have our calendar for the month, or actually for the whole summer for the Children's Church, and I'll be getting with you and passing those out. Our annual picnic is May 19th. We're 1 month away, guys, so I'm going to start getting you signed up. It's going to be at North Shore Park. We've got some just incredible things planned. We're going to have our service out there also. We have the platform, the stage out there, so it's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be $5 for adults, $2 for kids, and I'll be getting with you on all the details and getting you the flyers on that.
Why don't you stand back up and just give somebody a hug as you can? Come on, Kristen. Something the devil want to make you cry about. Look at somebody, tell them, say, wipe the tears out of your eyes. Honey, it's going to be all right. You got wings. You can fly. I want you to find yourself a singing partner. Find somebody. I want you to look at them. If they got a ring on their finger, don't sing in their eyes. Is that all right? Find somebody, and I want you to look them in the eyes and tell them, so wipe the tears from your eyes. heart sings praise.
My heart sings praise.
Thank you. Jesse, we're ready for you.
Just stand back up for a minute. Hallelujah. Stand up, everybody. Thank you, Father. Just worship God. You know, this is offering time. And offering time is nothing but you worshiping God with what you have. I heard someone teach that the first fruits means the best. It's not just that it's the first, but it's the first. It's the best. It's the top. What you give to God is your very best. When Abel gave, he gave his very best. Cain also gave. And what he gave cost him something, but it wasn't his best. And God didn't receive it. So I want to urge you, when you give, it's not about how much. The widow gave her 2 mites. Guess what? That was her best. And because she gave her best, she gave more than all the religious Pharisees. But if you got more than 2 mites, then 2 mites isn't your best. Amen. But when we give, it's about your heart and your attitude. God will not withhold any good thing from us, so we should not have a heart to withhold from God. We should be willing to give God whatever he asks in faith, knowing that he will give us whatever we ask. Has anyone asked God for something that God did not come through on? I can tell you that God has been more than faithful in my life. So when you give, hear the Holy Spirit. Let God show you. Don't let me pressure you. Don't let someone else tell you. You should give your tithe. That's biblical. That's 10%. But above that, hear the Holy Spirit. He will tell you what he wants and requires from you. And if you obey, I promise you, you will be blessed. You will prosper. Okay? That's a promise. You don't have to believe me. You'll go to heaven. But if you want to enjoy life here, I definitely recommend doing it because it will make it so much better. All right? If you're giving by cash, I've got offering envelopes. If you like one, just raise your hand. All right. Thank you, Brother Rex. I'm going to say this again. The Bible says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So I don't want you to participate in this offering if you can't participate in faith. Because that would be a sin to give in fear and in doubt. You need to have the Word of God in your life, and you need to give by faith. And if you give by faith, it will happen for you. Amen. So as you have prepared in your heart what you should do, and that's between you and the Holy Spirit, lift that offering up to God. Amen. If you don't have anything to give, that's all right. If your very best is just to lift your hand to God, then you need to do that. And if you lift your hand to God, God will fill that hand. Amen. But we should all worship God. That's what this is about. God doesn't need our money, but he requires it because we need to give. We need to surrender our lives to him. And that's all that that is. This is not about what God needs from you, because God has made this church thrive with little to nothing. So we will survive, we will make it, but for your sake, you need that, because it will happen. I'm telling you, God won't withhold any good thing from you. He will bless you and prosper you. Try it. Try it and see what happens. That's all I can say. It's in the Word of God. Lift that to God. Raise it up. If you have nothing, just raise your hand and let's all worship God. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you our best today, Father. Whatever it is that we've been made responsible for, as good stewards, we give to you, Father, of our very best because you are worthy of all that we have, Father. Lord, we give you what you require, and I ask you, Father, that every person in here, whatever they're giving, if it's money or if all they have to give you is just their hand lifted right now, Father, I pray that you fill their need, Father, You meet them where they are at and where their faith is at, Father. And Lord, you would return it to them. Whatever their financial need is, we just speak those things met right now in Jesus' name. And we speak blessing over everybody here, Father. I thank you for your faithfulness, that you are faithful to not withhold any good thing from your children, Father. So we just speak blessing and prosperity over everyone in here, Father. And Lord, I pray if there's an empty hand that you would fill it by your power in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Is everybody excited? God loves a cheerful giver. Amen.
Amen.
A cheerful giver is somebody that knows how good it is to give and is excited about it. When you get that revelation, you're excited about giving. Amen. So I want you to take what you have and bring it up and put it in the offering plate. If you still need an envelope, Brother Rex has them. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, praise God. How many of you know that God wants to bless you? Amen. How many of you know that God, how many of you have an idea that God wants to bless you? So what does God want to do today? What's more important than anything today in this service? What's more important for everybody in this place? That you be what? Bless. You know, how are you going to get out of your mess? Everybody, how many got a mess going on? Oh, don't sit up here and lie in church. Come on. All of you get a boat ride to hell for lying. Amen. How many had ever had yourself in a mess or in somewhat of a mess? Amen. I tell you what's a big mess is to be in one and don't know you're in one. Amen. Some of you are sitting in a bunch of stuff and think you're in a hot tub. Amen. That's a mess. Life could be better. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. That's why we need Jesus, to give us some help. Amen. You know, he takes miserable things and makes them better. Amen. You don't have to be in misery. You don't have to be stuck in the mud. Life can get better. God can lift you up. Somebody say, amen. The power of God is there to make things better. Jesus came preaching the gospel of good news. Amen. And doing halfway stuff everywhere he went. Amen. He went about everywhere doing what? Absolutely nothing. How many believe that? He went about everywhere doing what? Good. Well, praise God. How many want some good to happen in your life? How many want some good to happen in your life? I tell you what, some of you please receive some good, because you know what? I'm tired of seeing people look beat up. Amen. Maybe we let God bless you real good. We come in with a better countenance. Somebody say amen. You can be blessed. Look at somebody and say, you can be blessed. And not stressed. I like, you can be blessed and not stressed if you want to. Somebody say, don't blame it on Jesus. Don't blame your bad day on God. Hallelujah. Don't blame your problems on God. You worked for it. Amen. You asked for it. You got it. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You know what? If you want to get out, somebody say, and people sit up there like God put them in a bind, like God put them in a rut. Like it was God's intention. Listen, everything God created, he created it good. Amen. He created, you know, when he created the earth, he put us right smack in the middle of a garden. How did we end up in a mess? Somebody say, praise the Lord. I'm here to tell you, if you're in a mess, it's not the will of God. Somebody say, amen. It's not the will of God to be in a mess, and there's a way out of the mess. Glory to God. There's a way to better days, brighter days. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we got to learn how to get out of it. Somebody say, amen. And not to go back into it again. He leads his sheep. Somebody say, amen. Pigs love mess. I tell you what, the Bible says, listen, don't throw your pearls before swine. I mean, why do you not sow your pearls before swine? Because they just take it in the mud with them. Somebody say, amen. Trample it underfoot, take it right down to the mud. Somebody say, Jesus feeds sheep. Glory to God. He wasn't a pig keeper. Amen. David didn't have a herd of pigs. He didn't have a herd of pigs. He had some sheep. Glory to God. How many like to see, what would it look like, sheep hanging out in the mud like in a pig pen? Anybody see pig pen sheep? Look at somebody and say, you look like a pig pen sheep sometimes. Amen? Amen. Look like you've been rolling in the dirt. Somebody say amen. Pigs, I tell you what, Jesus takes pigs to, you know, he puts them in green pastures. Amen. There's stuff growing there. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm out to provoke somebody this morning. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, don't look at me. I'm the preacher. Don't blame God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't blame God. Get up. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, don't blame God. Get up. Get up. See, so often we're expecting God to feel sorry for us. Right. And then as soon as we mess our life up enough, he'll finally do something. Amen. Amen. You know what? You know, pity. You know, God is moved with compassion and all those things, but you know what? You could be beat up a whole lot or a real long time. Faith moves God. Amen. Faith moves God. And the ability to reach out and receive moves God. God's not going to do anything for you unless you receive it. Amen. None of this stuff is going to do any good for you until you reach out and grab it and apply it to your life. Amen. Look at somebody and say, get up. Somebody say, you know, that's a lie. It's not like that in the church. I've fallen. I can't get up. Look at somebody say, that's a lie. You can get up if you want to. Somebody say, but I can't use my legs. You don't know what God's already done in your life. You're not as bound. You're not as stuck as you think you are. Jesus comes and he's opened the door that we might be able to get out of every rut and out of every mess. Somebody say, thank the Lord. But we got to learn how to receive God's best for us. That's the problem with a lot of us. We just don't know how to receive it. Look at somebody say, receive. There's some good stuff here. Look at somebody and say, reject or receive. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now, there are several ways. How many of you know that the word of the Lord is good for you? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. You know, if God wants to do something, you got to hear it first. How many of you want to receive a better day? How many, first of all, before you can receive a better day, you got to believe one's out there. You know? Well, we're going to try to get people to the point to where they start to receive the best, you know, because it gets so hard. I mean, I sense some anointings from the Holy Ghost where God just wants to bless anybody he can bless, but the people just won't get their faith there. They just won't open up and just take it. Somebody say, amen? Amen. But you got to be open. Somebody say, open for the pass. So that you might be able to get the best that God has for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen, 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. Go there. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. You're going to be blessed. And all you got to do is open up and receive it. Glory to God. I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever thing we ask, we receive of him. Somebody say, thank God for that. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandments. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he giveth us. Now listen, it says, if our hearts condemn us not. Where are you? I'm in 1 John, I believe, chapter 3, verse 20. Not John, 1 John. Not John, 1 John. For if, everybody say if. Everybody say if. You have the potential of having your heart condemn you. How many of you are going to go buy a piece of nice furniture and go stick it in a condemned building? Anybody want to go buy some nice furniture, get yourself some nice Chippendale, some nice stuff, and then you want to say, man, this would look real good in that condemned building down there. Well, a lot of people don't go out and get good things from God. They don't go out and get the best. They don't get stuff because their heart is condemned. And you could see people that come in the church, they get into the floor of the Holy Ghost, and you know, the ray of God's glory be coming, and it just is, I mean, man, it's like water on a duck's back or something, you know? It just bounces right off. Why? Somebody say, a condemned heart can't receive from God. It says, whose heart? If whose heart condemns us? Whose heart? Whose heart is the issue? Your own heart. Look at somebody and say, it's your own heart that you have to deal with before you can get to the point where you can receive God's best. Amen. God's always telling us time and time again, look, I can do better than that. God's got ways of blessing you. I mean, man, there's a blessing already prepared for you right over your head. And all you got to do is open up and get it. But many times we can't open up and get it because our heart can't handle it. Somebody say, you got a condemned heart. If you open up your heart to Jesus, amen. Somebody say, just open it up. You'll get to the point to where you'll be able to receive what God has for you. Somebody say, if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. Somebody say, thank God for that. Hallelujah. See, some of you got in your heart, you think, I'm no good. I did this last week. I did that last week. Or you think, hey, I'm supposed to be broke. Nanny, Mammy was broke. Pappy was broke. Amen. And that's what my heart says deep in my heart. I don't care what Pastor Rod preaches deep in my heart. I know this. I ain't going to have nothing. I don't care how many times he preaches it. That's the way it's going to happen. Somebody say, our heart. There are a lot of things that are, you know, different mentalities can get down there. I've been sick so long, that's the way it goes. Man, you know, won't our heart get that way with us sometimes? We just think it's just natural. If the flu come, I might as well go get it early, get it over with. There are certain people that do that, you know, say, well, oh my goodness, chicken pox. You know, chicken pox are in town. Had that child had chicken pox, you better go get them on them. Some people go out and get stuff, you know, because they know it's coming. If it's bad, you might as well go and get it over with. Somebody say, a condemned heart. Some of us, you know, lost so many jobs, layoff come, you be the first one to the, you know, to the office. What time I got to leave? Amen. Somebody say, a condemned heart. Something bad going to happen. You know you on the cut list. Somebody say, amen. There are so many things we go out there and get ourselves into, we think up. You know, we get in relationships, you know, and all of a sudden something, you know, just a little teeny thing happened before you know it's all over. Why? Because you know he out the door. She out the door. It's all over. Somebody say, nothing ever happened. You just go there before they even go there. I know what you're thinking. I know what it's all about. And they say, you know, they weren't even there. Some say, condemned hearts can't receive God's best. But I want you to know if your heart condemns you, so say, thank God for that. If you got one of those hearts that's trying to take you down the wrong path, that's trying to keep you limited, I'm here to let you know today that God is greater than your heart. Amen. Some of those generational curses, you know, well, Mammy never had anything, you know, and every relationship she got into, it was broken up. Amen. That's what it's all about. I tell you what, God is greater than the things of your heart. Thank God for that, because some of us got some screwed up hearts. Amen. Some of y'all done built, I mean, you done boarded that stuff up, concreted around the walls. Ain't nothing getting in here. Ain't God going to do nothing for me. Nobody going to touch my heart. I ain't going to let nobody. I'm just going to take it from a distance. I'm going to back up. You know what? And everything you get for God, God going to do everything that God does for you. It's going to involve your heart. Everything, every good thing that God does for you, it's going to come out of your heart. Amen. He likes to bless you so good it makes you cry. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's how big God wants to bless you. You say, well, I just look at the stuff out there in the field, but it ain't going to come close to my heart. God's going to make you love again. Amen. God will make you trust again. God will make you believe again. Amen. Amen. God will wear your heart out if you let him. Amen. God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. Wow! There are a lot of people that hear stuff, they don't have any confidence in that whatsoever. Pastor said we're going to get some money this week. I don't believe that, girl. He said that last week. Amen? Amen. It was just offering time. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen? Amen. But listen, you have got, now confidence toward God is great faith. Confidence toward God is like great faith. How many of you like to have confidence in what God says? Confidence in the ways of the Spirit. Confidence in the power of God. If your heart doesn't condemn you, then you'll be able to have great confidence toward God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm confident when I ask God for something, even though everybody in the world has let me down, amen, and it, my heart might think one thing, but I'm confident, amen, that God's going to do it. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, we're going to take the boards off your heart. Somebody say, get over it. Amen. So you'd be able to receive from God. Hallelujah. God likes open people. Open people, you know? Open people. You know why? Because when God, if God wants to give you furniture, he wants you to open up the window so people can see it. And so many of us, we want to be so close. And, you know, he said he blesses us, you know, that it might be a witness or a testimony. You know, that's why God likes us to praise and worship. When God does something great for us, we're to display it for everybody. Look what the Lord has done. You know, and God will do something great for us and you'd never know it. You know, most of us look like, I mean, most of y'all look like when Sunday morning come around, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Most of y'all look like we just got out of jail or something. Amen. And you got to go back as soon as service is over. You know, and we wonder why. Those are symptoms of a condemned heart. We have to be transparent. We have to be open in order for God to bless us to the level that God wants to bless us. Amen. Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, and then when something's condemned, it's boarded up and say, hey, it's no longer good. It's all right to get convicted, but not condemned. Amen. You come to church, you should get convicted every once in a while. And convicted means, hey, hold on, something wrong with you. Fix it, amen? There's nothing wrong with getting somebody straight and say, hey, look, this is an issue with you. Deal with it, amen? There's a difference. What's the difference between condemnation and conviction, amen? Both of them tell you that something's wrong, but one tells you can't get out of it. Amen? Jesus will go to us, and Jesus not going to go to us and lie to us. You know? He knows you're a liar, you know? And if he knows you're a liar, he's going to get in your face and say, you are a liar, but we're going to work it out. Amen?
Amen?
But when the world comes out, it tells us stuff about that. They say, that's just the way it is, and they ain't going to ever get any better. Amen?
Amen.
When we are condemned, we don't give ourselves the possibility of change. Condemned, when something is condemned, case is closed. They put a note on the building and it says, listen, this building is no longer fit for service. It's no longer good for use. Amen. It'll be like this till the day you die. Things never change when we condemn ourselves. Somebody say hallelujah. Nothing's condemned because as long as there's God, everything's possible. Everything's possible. Things can get better. So don't let the devil condemn you, amen? And don't condemn yourself. If our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And we get this confidence, we shall ask some things. Hallelujah. Somebody say some things. Hold on. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If our hearts, somebody say, we can ask
anything.
Some people say some things.
Some things.
Oh, it's got to be in the will of God. You shouldn't ask for that. You got to make sure it's God's will. Somebody say anything.
Anything.
You will ask what, and whatsoever thing we ask, we receive. People don't like to have that in the Bible, but it's in the Bible. When you live right, amen, you got your faith level right, and your motives and all those things are pure before God, you can ask. And I tell you what, you can ask whatsoever you will and you'll receive that thing when you got your life together with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And somebody said, well, what if you ask the wrong thing? Amen. It ain't even meant for people like that. Amen.
Amen.
It's not even meant for, it's meant for people. You know what? If you're living right and you're full of the Holy Ghost and you're full of God, you'll always ask the right thing. Amen.
Amen.
You're not going to go to ask God for something to mess your life up. You're going to ask for good things. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you get rid of this condemned heart, you'll be able to go to God with confidence and faith and ask whatsoever you want of Him, and you'll receive Him. Somebody say, you'll receive Him. Because we keep His commandments. If you're keeping the commandments of God by walking in love and following the Holy Spirit, how do you keep the commandments of God in the New Testament? How do you keep the commandments of God? Are we supposed to keep the Ten Commandments? Absolutely. All of them, every single last one of them. We think because Jesus came, we can break all the commandments. You can't break not a one of them. You have to keep every single last one of them. Amen?
Amen.
The commandments have not been done away. They will always be out there. Somebody say, well, what about all those rules and regulations? Listen, you got to keep all the commandments. But the difference in the New Testament is you have the ability to do it.
Amen.
By listening to the Holy Ghost, the only way that we can keep the Ten Commandments is listening to the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Amen? You know, if you just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, your inspiration, follow inspiration. That's what life is all about. So many of us, you know, we're afraid to follow the inspiration. It's all right to hear the Holy Ghost tell you to do a good thing and then one day follow through on it. And sometimes the Ten Commandments can be speaking on your heart and it's the phone call. Somebody say, hallelujah. Whenever the Holy Spirit is speaking on the inside of your heart, you got an impulse or inspiration every once in a while. Have you ever gotten moved, just want to do something nice every once in a while? You know what that is? That's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you causing you to fulfill the law. Somebody say hallelujah. And those people that keep the Ten Commandments and the ones that keep the commandments of God and all the commandments of God are those that listen to the Holy Spirit. That's easy. That's really easy. If you listen to the Holy Spirit and follow through what He gets, guess what happens to you when you start to live that obedient life to the Holy Spirit? And some of you can't hear the obedient life to the Holy Spirit because you never listen to Him. How do you never do anything that the Holy Spirit tells you to do? Because you never listen to Him. You haven't catered that thing. You don't worship. Somebody says, how can you increase the Holy Spirit's voice in your life? By worship and praise. You can go to Holy Ghost meetings and just enjoy the Holy Spirit, and you'll get a little bit more inspiration. But when you follow the inspiration, what does the word inspiration mean? Inspirited. inspiration literally means it's something motivated by the Spirit of God on the inside of us. Now, there are so many people that are inspirited by demon spirits. You know, they just get an attitude and you don't know why. Somebody say they have lots of inspiration. When people get inspired to fight, they'll fight. You know, but so often we should be inspirited by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And follow through with that. And those that live that lifestyle and aren't afraid to obey the Holy Ghost, what will happen? You'll find them able to live out a lifestyle where their heart's not condemned. The Holy Spirit is speaking to them and they'll start to ask for anything. Somebody say ask for anything, and you'll get it. How many believe that? How many have lived that way? How many have lived that way? How many have seen that manifest in your life? If you've seen it dwindle in your life to where, you know, your prayers aren't being answered as quickly, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to get certain stuff. There are certain reasons for those things. Two reasons. One could be your heart's condemning you. Another reason is you're just not listening to the Holy Ghost. Jesse, I want you to give a 30-second testimony about you had a season in your life where just about anything you desired, God granted you quickly. Hallelujah. Chris, you might need to run faster to him so he can get that bike on. This is just to bless you. Amen. Go ahead. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got it on? The scripture where he's talking about that confidence before God. Now, we know that we're never perfect, but when you're in God's will and you know it, there is a confidence that you get. And when I made the decision to step into ministry and drop the other stuff I was doing, that was such a clear word from God that when I went to do it, I had a real confidence in my heart about what God had for me, and I wasn't doubting anything. And I went through a season. I started to learn about this faith, the stuff I was talking to you about. And I had a season where literally everything, so I didn't even have to ask. I mean, I didn't have to say it out loud. Just stuff just started happening. I saw a dog I liked. I said, Pastor Rod, I like that dog. A few Sundays later, we went out to eat, and they were selling these dogs, and somebody just said, hey, I heard you like that dog. I want to bless you. I got this dog. I didn't need the dog. It probably wasn't even the best thing, but I got the dog. I'll go on. I could go down a list, a huge list. There was a synthesizer, a keyboard that for musicians they would know it. It's the original one, the first one, and it's kind of like this, just this awesome. They only made 12,000 of them, and they're really priceless. And you know, I really wanted one, and I said, you know, God, I don't have a lot of money. I know these things are hard to get a hold of, and if you can, they're just really expensive. But you know, I want one. And one day I caught myself settling for second best. I found something that kind of had the same sound, but it was cheap. And I said, you know, I could get that. And the Holy Spirit said, no, you don't want that. And I said, okay. And it wasn't a week later when someone found this thing, and I was blessed with it. I was blessed with this thing. I've got it. Literally, I could go down a list. But I went through a season where everything I desired just came to me. I was learning to play the bass. I didn't have a bass amp. That just came to me. I have a guitar at home, a guitar amp, none of these things I had to pay for. Just stuff that started coming to me as I just said, Lord, we desired a recording studio, and that came through miraculously, recording equipment. Literally everything that I desired just started to come. It was an amazing spiritual principle. And when I talk to you about this stuff, I'm not speaking something I wish would happen. I'm trying to tell you it will happen. It's that easy when you get in that place.
Isn't this good faith teaching? How many always heard people talk about stuff but never saw, told you, you know, they just said, oh, you just believe for it. You just believe for it. You didn't know the steps that had to come. And if you're starting to live in faith, this is a faith house. This is a faith church where we teach faith. And we want people to be blessed. Amen. And every once in a while when things aren't happening for them, they're happening because of a reason. So we just figure it out. Let's figure out what the problem is. So we're on this thing right now where we want to start to teach you how to do what? Somebody say, how to do what? How to receive. Somebody say, I'm going to learn how to receive from God. Say it one more time. I'm learning how to receive from God. Because you'll never come out of the rut that you're in unless you learn to receive it from God. And this morning we learned two things. First of all, that God wants that God every good and perfect gift. Somebody say every good and perfect gift. If every gift means every gift, how many is left over? None. So that means that the devil doesn't have any good gifts. That means that the devil doesn't have any good gifts. The devil doesn't have any perfect gifts. The flesh has no good things. It's a compromise, but it's not good, because every good and perfect gift only comes from what? Hallelujah. So that ought to let you know right up, the devil does not shop at good stores. There's nothing the devil can give you that will be worth any good thing. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. And it says, listen, if you ask him for a fish, he won't give you a snake. If you ask him for bread, he won't give you a stone. Amen. It's not hard for God to bless you. Amen. And so I said, what are you talking about being blessed for? Well, it's better than being cursed. Amen. What do you want me to preach? All right, we're going to teach everybody how to get beat up by the devil this morning. Amen. God is still a good God, and he will always be a good God. And when you start to allow some of that goodness to happen in your life, you'll find some of those natures, those characteristics that you might have going on that are so negative about yourself slowly start to fade away. So we talked this morning about the condemned heart. The condemned heart and also the obedience. So when we live outside of if we get to the point where we're no longer going to allow our heart to condemn us, amen? And where we will start to obey the Holy Spirit in our life, guess what will start to happen? At that point, you'll find your prayers, your desires will be more focused, and they'll come a little bit quicker for you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many are glad you heard that this morning?
Amen.
Can you believe how ambitious we were? We thought we'd get there. We didn't get there. Hallelujah. But God is still good all the time. Find one person as we're closing this morning and look at them in the face right now. Do what you're told. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Just find one person, look at them, and tell them God is looking for a way to bless you real big. Look at somebody else. Say God only has one thing on his mind, and that's to bless you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How's God going to get you to quit all that bad stuff? All your bad attitudes and habits and stuff like that. We used to say something, you don't like it, write this in your notes. God can bless the hell out of you.
I still think that ought to be on a billboard.
It should be a billboard. It'd shock a lot of people, but it's true. It says the kindness and mercy of God leads men to repentance. When people need to repent, we think that God's going to come and beat them over the head and beat them over the head and beat them over the head. No, that's what hell's for. When God wants to get people to repent, he blesses people out of their mess.
Amen.
So that statement is true. God can bless you out of your mess, or God wants to bless the hell out of you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When we were in our worst state, he sent the biggest blessing of all, Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ came, we didn't deserve a Savior. We didn't deserve a lover. We didn't deserve that. None of us deserved that stuff. And none of us got Jesus when we were good.
Amen.
None of us got the best gift of all when we were full of the Holy Ghost and doing everything right and got our faith together. We got the Holy Ghost and we got Jesus. We got Jesus, the greatest gift of all, when we were on our way to hell. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the biggest gift that you ever got was when you're at your worst state. When you're able to realize who you really were and you weren't condemning your heart.
Yes.
You mean you're coming in this old messed up heart of sin and all this corruption and all this junk. You'll come in here and say, yeah, I'll come in and I'll make it better.
Amen.
Somebody say, a condemned heart, received the greatest gift of all. God loves you people and you're going to make it. Every single last one of you. And I visualize you not only blessed in the kingdom to come. Amen. You're going to make it, but blessed here on the earth. Amen. To the level that God wants you to be blessed.
Amen.
God cares about you greatly. And he wants you healed, prospered, whole in your mind.
Amen.
Amen. And delivered from every one of your infirmities. You be blessed. Stand up while I pray for you. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. I think tonight we're studying the book of Acts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we're just going to ask you to bless these people. Every single person in this room right now and in this building right now, God, all they need, Father God, is your blessing. Lord, don't let them think we got it all together, Father God. We're all in need of your provision, your blessing, your care. And we humble ourselves this morning and say, God, we need you. We need you to be big in our life. Show up, Father, and be God. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Love somebody as you go and expect your blessing to manifest. Hallelujah. Put on some good music. Hallelujah. Homework assignment over this season. Homework. Everybody got a homework assignment over this season as we're teaching how to receive. Everybody's got to receive something big. Is that a good assignment? Everybody's got to put your faith out and receive something big. Glory to God. Hallelujah.